Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. We have Molly Collins in here with us here from Family Healthcare Clinic. Molly, it's always great to have you in.
I love being on the radio. You guys are fun.
but we've had a lot of things happen since the last time we saw you. We saw you before Thanksgiving.
Right.
And we had a lot going on there. Bring us up to date.
Well, we still have our annual campaign going on called Thanks for Giving. So If you received a letter in the mail, you can pop a check in the mail back to us if you'd like, or you can go online and if you'd like to leave us a donation. We do have the Bartlesville Rotary sponsored and Arvis sponsored A1C yourself. So you can see us at the clinic for $20, and for $5, we'll check your A1C, which is a 3-month essentially average of your glucose, which can tell us where you fall if you're diabetic, pre-diabetic. And it doesn't hurt. They stuck me the other day. I have 4.9, so that was my favorite number of the month.
Oh, good.
A good A1C. So come and see us for $25. We can check that out for you. I just got notice about a week ago that the state of Oklahoma is giving us some money to run some COVID vaccine clinics in the spring.
Sweet.
So we'll be bringing that online and up to speed. So, you know, fast and furious, trying to figure out what everybody needs and do it for them affordably and for quality, you know.
Mm-hmm. First of all, when we talk about the Family Healthcare Clinic, you've been around for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. So We've been around since 84. Mm-hmm. And then in 2010, we became a clinic for everybody. Up until that point, we did family planning mostly for women. But now we see everybody for all types of reasons, for urgent care types of issues. We see folks for, existing conditions that they want to manage, whether it's diabetes, hypertension, high blood pressure, everything. And if we can't do it, we'll send you on our way. We're not going to waste your time or your money. We want to make sure that what we give you is what we can do for you.
And that way, you know, you've got the trust there and everything else. Everybody knows that what you see is what you get.
Absolutely.
And that's the best way to do it.
Right. A hallmark of our clinic is the free mammogram program, which I talked about in September. And so we tell folks, if you can't afford a mammogram, come on in. We'll give you a breast exam, and then we'll give you a coupon for a mammogram, and we pay those bills in our clinic. And then we coupled that with a new program in the clinic that is a state of Oklahoma program called Take Charge. And if you qualify, it's for females. And if you qualify, you'll have a free mammogram and a free pap smear. And we've been able to get some of those folks in with, I mean, it's been a real wild ride because it's new for us. But we love being a part of somebody's health journey to make them healthier, especially when it comes to cancer screening. You know, that's just, you know. It's a hallmark of what we do.
We are talking with Molly Collins, and she is with the Family Healthcare Clinic. She's the executive director. Now, this A1C yourself is really a great thing. I know a lot of people who, when they hit a certain age, suddenly they just get a little sweeter.
Right, absolutely.
And this is to test to see where your blood glucose is.
Right.
And it's not a cheap disease.
No. At all. So we at least can start the process for a fairly reasonable price at our clinic. So you get a $20, which is half off the normal price to see the provider, and a $5 A1C. So it's just like any sort of normal appointment. You're just getting it half off and then $5 to check your A1C.
There you go. Now, how do the free mammograms work again? Because, you know, you hear, oh, free mammograms, but explain the process.
Right, absolutely. So we don't actually do the mammograms in the clinic. We don't have that type of equipment or that type of technician, but we work with Ascension, and you can come to our clinic. We do the breast exam, and then we send the order to diagnostic imaging or the hospital, and then the patient leaves with their appointment as well as their order for that mammogram. And so they leave with the coupon and the order and their patient, appointment date. So when you leave us, you know what your next step is. If it's going to be Monday or Tuesday or next Friday, I don't know. Depends on when Ascension is free. And then Ascension knows how to deal with those mammogram coupons because we've been doing that for 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's nothing new.
You know, we do have people come in and say, hey, I saw a bill. And I was like, well, give it to me. We'll make sure that we contact Ascension and we'll pay that bill. It's not for you to pay. It's for us to pay. And I got to tell you, they've been great partners with us in that program as well as the radiologist programs. They take care of us because they know the people we're sending them aren't folks who have insurance and can't afford it.
And, you know, it does take a community here, and this is really what's going on here with the Family Healthcare Clinic.
Right.
Now, you're located at the far west edge of town.
Right. Basically, if you just went all the way past here through town.
On Frank Phillips.
Right, and dead end of that weird intersection that basically could take you to Pawhuska. We're right on the left side of the road. Sorry, right side of the road.
Right side of the road. North side of the road. Big hill.
Right. If you see the mound with the flags, that's where we are.
Ah, there you go. Very easy.
Absolutely. You know, we're a United Way agency, and people always want to know how those dollars work in our clinic. They give us an allocation each year, and then we use that money to bridge the gap between what a Medicaid patient would pay or what it Medicaid would pay out and what a self-pay person. So they fill in the gap about $25 to $40 per person to come and see us. So that's where that money goes, is to keep our price points at $40 or based on sliding scale. So, you know, we love being a United Way agency. They're a great champion for everybody in the community.
That is so cool. Now, once again, with the Thanks for Giving fundraiser, we do have some time left. It's right up to the end of the year,
correct? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and even
keep on afterwards.
Yeah. Anytime somebody gives us a little bit of money, we always just, we feel really thrilled that we can put it right back into the operating costs. We don't operate to make money. We operate to keep going. So, you know, thankfully, we're doing well, which is great. You know, COVID was a strange time for everybody in healthcare. Saw a huge dip, but it has come back. And then Medicaid expanded, which has also helped. So we're not in the business of making money. We're in the business of, you know, care, healthcare for those who can't afford it.
Indeed. Now, you are very, very careful. Even with COVID, right now we've got the Omicron and whatever. Variant of the month. It seems that so you're always looking out for what's ahead there at the clinic, too, to make sure that everyone's safe when they enter.
You know, and it is upper respiratory infection time. We were just talking about that. Not everything will be COVID, but we can't tell you what it'll be. I mean, it could be strep. It could be the flu. And we are seeing positive flu tests and positive strep tests. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on.
So you get checked out.
If you're not feeling well, call your provider. See what can happen.
That's really the bottom line. Don't go walking around, you know, all over everybody. That's never cool.
Absolutely.
That's never cool. So you've been around since 84, and you've been taking care of families pretty much ever since. You made the switch over to the full family healthcare clinic presentation that you have going on here. Now, every year we have the big run. And that run this year was, well, it broke all kinds of records,
didn't it?
Yeah. Miles for mammograms.
Miles for mammograms broke participation records. It broke fundraising efforts. You know, I think the biggest thing is we brought it back to Bartlesville. It had been in Dewey as part of their Heritage Days for a long time. And bringing it back to Bartlesville, I think, brought it home for folks. And, you know, we all know somebody who's been affected by breast cancer. We know a loved one, a mom, a sister, an aunt, a grandma, a friend. I feel like it's such a touch point for women and men and families that, you know, it's hard to say no to support that, you know. It's something that's very supportable. And then when you hear that the money goes right back to here, it
locally,
doesn't go anywhere else. It stays in this clinic, and then those coupons are given to people who are from around here, somebody you might know. You know, and every year we catch a few. I think this year we've caught four breast cancer diagnoses, you know, and so it's, you know, the reality for us is the healthcare end of it is, you know, it's a roller coaster too, right? You run your race, but then we go back and we try to figure out what to do with these women and men who come in for the coupons. And if they don't have insurance, what do you do when you get a cancer diagnosis? So we do a lot of that social work, or my nurse does in the clinic. And so it's not just get your mammogram coupon and you're done. If you get a cancer diagnosis, we try to figure out how to help you afford the next steps. And it's complicated.
Oh, it is, and you're best left to have the professionals with it, at Family Healthcare Clinic helping you out and being your navigator, basically.
We had somebody come in recently with the Take Charge program, and we couldn't give them the services they need, so we put them forward, and it turned out they did have cancer, but the cancer they had wasn't in a place that one of the cancer programs in Oklahoma will pay for. So then all of a sudden you have this person with not insured with cancer. We're like, well, where do we send them? So my nurse has spent hours and hours on the phone just trying to figure out what programs are available, how can they help that person further, because, you know, to be still alive is our goal at the end of the day. So we get complicated cases, and we just try to make it as easy as we can for our patients. I mean, and that patient hadn't paid us a dime. They, you know, they were there with a free program, and so the state had covered some of it, but not all of it. So we just try to figure it out. We don't look at somebody as an, because we don't deal with insurances, we don't look at them the same. We're just like, how do we make sure that they're hopefully still alive next year?
How do we do our best we can?
You know, so I have to commend the medical staff. We have a nurse practitioner and a nurse, and they are just great. And the front is great. We just try to be kind to people. That's really our goal, is if we can't help you, we're not going to be mean. We're going to try to send you on to where you can get help. So, yeah, there's a lot of kindness and heart in my clinic.
And that's really what it's all about. And
absolutely.
The world would just kind of model themselves a little bit more like what you got going out there.
Healthcare is very complicated. It's a very complicated subject. So, but
it is, and it's confusing to mm-hmm. some. And it's even confusing to, you know, folks who, like me, I went to college.
Right.
I spent some time on a college campus, maybe. But
right.
there have been times where I've just been beside myself
right.
dealing with healthcare issues and what comes next. And it's always great to know that we have people in our community that can help us with the next steps.
Right. Absolutely. So if you know somebody who can't afford healthcare or needs a mammogram but can't afford them, send it our way. If you're thinking you're not sure what your A1C looks like, it's been a while since you've had it checked, self-pay or not, even if you have insurance, it's $25. It's the night out on a town, you know, a couple of beers at Cooper and Mill. Uh-huh. Make that choice for better health. As I get older, I kind of start realizing what numbers are important. Of course, the scale is important, and of course, this is important, but stuff like your A1C and your what your thyroids look like all those labs are very important to continuing life.
they
it's amazing
are.
How your priorities yeah. change.
You know, I just a true story here, folks. You know, I'm just going through life, having fun, and then, you know, I wasn't feeling so hot, and I had a few issues come up, and they checked that A1C. I don't think that pushing 12 or 13 is
nope.
a good number.
Yeah.
So we cut that in half in about 90 days.
Perfect. Yeah, that's a real risky number to have long term. So I'm
yeah.
glad that they got you on a plan of action and good care, and you're working on it yourself. That's the first thing, is you're the person who has to work on it. Nobody gets to do that for you.
And all it was, folks, if you've been putting this off, if you get to be in your 50s, mm-hmm. maybe early 60s, and you're lugging a couple of extra pounds, you suddenly just feel tired all the time, set up an appointment, get that thing checked. It's the least you can do.
Yeah, and you'll be thanking yourself later for it, you know,
because
then you're still here, right? That's the goal.
Here.
That's the goal. Yeah, we've been uh-huh. checking everybody's A1C, trying to get the staff to get motivated to do it. And, you know, I mean, because we're people, too, who work at a healthcare clinic, uh-huh. so we can pontificate all we want. And then there's the reality of just being a person, you
yeah.
know, so... yeah, so we're trying to get all our staff to do it, too. Even that's kind of hard, but, you know.
What is your website? So if folks want to take a look at it on their little phone, you know.
Absolutely, familyhealthcareclinic.org. It's very easy, or you could do a Google search. We'll pop up. So mm-hmm. www.familyhealthcareclinic.org, or you can call us at 918-336, of course, 4822.
Oh, there you go. Well, Molly, I want to thank you for being here with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you always for having me on. I really appreciate it.
We're always going to be here for you, just like you're here for everybody else. Our community connection today has been brought to you by Arnold Morton Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tall Grass Motors. Tall Grass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.